欢迎收听可可英语在线广播。
Fridays are awesome, and after a week of laryngitis, it feels good to be able to say that like that. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN Student News. First up, a U.S. airstrike in Syria. But this attack wasn't aimed at ISIS. It was aimed at Khorasan, another terrorist group operating in the war-torn nation. The attack was on Wednesday night. The target was a vehicle that the U.S. believed was carrying a bomb maker from France.Considered a very dangerous operative, he joined up with Khorasan terrorists in Syria. U.S. officials don't know if he was killed. They think he was, but they say they're making progress against ISIS and Khorasan in Syria. The U.S. has targeted Khorasan before. It's made up of former members of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group, and the U.S. believes it's plotting new attacks against Western countries, including America.
Time for the shout-out. Cytology is the study of what?You know what to do. Is it resources, cultures, cells, or blood? You've got 3 seconds. Go. A cytologist studies living cells and may focus on those that cause disease. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
And one way cytologists do that is by looking at blood samples. Those can indicate how organs are functioning, what diseases people may have, from heart disease to pre-diabetes to cancer. But blood tests can take days or weeks to yield results. And news came out recently that a technology company is experimenting with nanoparticles, trying to fit a test into a pill.
Google X Labs is creating a pill aimed at detecting cancer and other conditions. Here's how it would work. Tiny particles from the pill are programmed to spread throughout the body and latch on to abnormal cells. A wearable device tracks the particles, in theory, to find out if cancer or other diseases are present. Monitoring would be on a daily basis.And information can be downloaded by doctors. This could make many blood and urine samples obsolete. Google has come under fire for privacy and security in the past, but they say they won't be handling individual data. A partner would do that. If this sounds too good to you, don't get too excited. It could take years for the technology to be ready, if ever.
And of course, blood tests alone can't diagnose everything. They may not be able to confirm mental illness, for example, though they may help doctors find something physical that's causing it. To diagnose bipolar disorder, doctors can use a number of tests, a physical exam, blood work, a psychological exam, and then have patients chart their moods.
Bipolar disorder is a mental illness that around 6 million Americans suffer from. Although I'll tell you, it's really hard to know the numbers because sometimes people don't seek help.